land.
Yeah, we'll start with him.
Because we're in violation right now.
Town of Brule, regular meeting for October 8th, 2012, will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Ms. Joanne, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Olin. Councilmember Bushwa.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Nisla.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Here. At this time, we have a guest. We have Mr. Gary Landrieu, who's running for U.S. Congress, Congressional District 2 candidate.
Second district.
Second district, yeah. And I'll turn it over. We have a five-minute time limit.
Mayor Norman, thank you for letting us come have this time, and distinguished members of the council, thank you very much. And your citizens who are participating here tonight, I have to tell you, from coming from the big city and sitting here, I am so pleased to know that the world is still a safe place. Reading your report, there were no DUIs, no batteries, no assaults, no discharge of firearms, no criminal mischief, no damage to property, and this is a wonderful place to live. And y'all should be proud of yourselves.
We know that.
This is what America's supposed to look like. I'm running for the second congressional district. My name's Gary Landrieu. I'm 54 years old. I graduated from Tulane University. I've been a general contractor for 25 years. I heard that report about the concrete. You did a good job. 6 inches, and it's, they do by the square foot, by the way.
And as a contractor, you would never think of shorting anybody.
Well, you get caught,
well,
and then you go to jail. That's what happens to a lot of politicians where I come from.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if you're aware of this fact, but there's been a big, giant change in our congressional districts all across Louisiana, in that we've lost a congressional seat, so they took all the other seats and they put them together, and they made all new districts. You probably don't know what district you're in anymore, but now I believe most of y'all are going to be in the second district. I will tell you this, coming up the front step, I looked at the sign and I said, man, I got to get this name right. And this nice lady who helped me introduce me to, it's pronounced Brule.
That's correct.
And it would have been a tragic error to come in here, I'm sure.
Bruce
Lee. And sound like a foreigner.
Yes, it would. A Yankee.
It would have been,
so thank you for saving me. I appreciate that. For the first time in 100 years, New Orleans and Baton Rouge are now in the same district. For a long time, it's been that the North and South were against each other, and we pulled it away from each other instead of working together. And it's unfortunate because it costs us a lot in terms of prestige in our country, and having one voice carry us into Washington, D.C., and tell the people of America that we're not going to get shortchanged here in Louisiana anymore. We have 40% of the oil and gas production in the United States. We have the greatest port in the world. We have 40% of the seafood production in the United States. We have all of the sugar, most of the rice, and we have some of the greatest people in the world. And we aren't getting a fair share of the wealth of our natural resources, and it's really unfortunate because we're being held back by that. And people of America need to know what our contribution really is, and let us participate in that. There's no reason why Louisiana should be 49th on the list of all of the lists that you see, education, jobs, things like that. So my job to go to Washington is to carry that ball and make sure everyone understands that we're going to demand a fair share of the wealth of our natural resources, and that we're not going to be overlooked anymore. We're also going to work to make sure that Medicare is going to be a strong, successful program and maintain that for the future. We're also going to focus on schools and education, because without a good education, people can't get good jobs. Without good jobs, you can't have a good community. We're going to work and make sure Social Security fulfills its agreement to the people who've been participating in it all their lives and are counting on it to retire. And we're going to make sure that our federal government balances its budget just like y'all do. So if that sounds like things that y'all agree with, then you want to send me to Washington, I'll carry that message up there for you, and I'll do a good job for you. If you have any questions, I'll take them at this time.
Who are your opponents?
Cedric Richmond is the current incumbent second district councilman. Congressman. Unfortunately, since the district was just New Orleans before, he is no longer really the incumbent in the area where people don't know who he is. So I saw an opportunity here, because it's very difficult to unseat a incumbent. So I saw an opportunity here with me, the type of candidate that I am, and the background that I have, and the integrity that I bring, and the willingness to carry the message for our Louisiana people to Washington, I think we have an opportunity to really upset the apple cart, as they say. Because for a long time, New Orleans just selected who were they going to send, and then they kept sending the same guy over and over again, and that used to be Bill Jefferson, if y'all remember who he is.
He's on vacation.
Should have been going on vacation. He held us back 50 years. That's the price we pay when we send the wrong people to do the job, and they don't do the job, is the whole, all of us back home get held back for 50 years, and now we've become the laughingstock of our nation. You know, when they think of Louisiana and they think of doing something for us, they say, those people, you know, they're not worth working, you know, doing for. But that's the current incumbent.
Yeah, well, Congress does need some say.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Orleans. I grew up in Gentilly. I graduated from Tulane University, and I'm one of 10 children from Phyllis and Joe Landrieu. Everyone asks me how I'm related to the Landrieus. There's two Landrieu families. Moon Landrieu is the head of that family, and they had 9 children. And my daddy, his brother, Joe Landrieu, had 10 children, and that's who I am. I'm Phyllis and Joe's son. My mother was the president of the school board system, Orleans Parish School System, when Katrina hit. And she was the one who successfully transformed the school system into the system that it is now. And before Katrina, we had a 42% graduation rate, and we held that sad number for about 30 years. And it's now been dramatically improved, and we have 42 brand new schools. It's being run by the Recovery School District, and there's hope now that we're going to get good education for the people in New Orleans. You know, go ahead. I have a question.
What is the demographics of this region?
It runs from where I live in New Orleans East at the Rigolese Pass, which is almost where St. Tammany Parish starts.
Let me rephrase my question,
yeah,
sir. What is the racial?
63% African American or black, whichever you prefer, because I know I have a lot of African American friends that say they're not from Africa. And you have 34% or 36% white with 2% Hispanic. Now, here's the difference. They gerrymandered the district and they lumped all the black African Americans into one group thinking that they all think and act alike. Well, that's not true, because up here in this part of the country, everyone goes to church on Sunday and people are very conservative, no matter what side you're on, whatever ethnicity you are. So the reality is that this is a very conservative area. The River Parish is not like New Orleans, and it's more like me. I'm very conservative. I believe that you should work. I believe that if you have help from the government, you should deserve it and need it, or you have paid into the system some kind of way where you earned it. I think we should run our government efficiently and save money where we can. And waste is a big thing for me. As a businessman, we don't have room for waste in running our businesses. And when we hire people, we make sure they're the right people for the job, and we pay them right so they can do their jobs. But for the first time in 100 years, the river parishes from New Orleans to Baton Rouge can be represented as one unit, and in that unit is the strength of all of the petrochemical industry, the oil and gas industry, the sugar and agriculture industry, and the seafood industry. And the greatest tourist attraction in the world, New Orleans and the French Quarter, is all in one district, and we need somebody who can go up and carry that ball to represent this giant district with all that power.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, all right, buddy. And thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'm going to leave some postcards on the table outside.
All right. Thank you. Approval of the minutes of the September 10th, 2012 meeting. They're in your package. Do I hear any corrections or a motion?
Move.
Move, Ms. Andre.
Second.
Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committees, Public Works, consider appointment of Wayne Delapas as Chapter 22 Building Inspector. What that means is his only thing he's building inspector for is if we have a potential derelict building, and I so recommend Wayne.
How does the current building inspector feel about this?
Happy.
I so move.
Move, Ms. Bourgeois.
Second,
Mr. Niesler. Any further discussion on the council? Any questions or comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. I'll have to call Wayne right after the meeting and congratulate him. Planning and zoning, I'm not aware of it. Yeah, right. It was beeping in there a while ago. All right. Financial committee, Finance Committee consider the appointment of a new auditor. At this time, I would like to recommend Wright Moore, DeHart, Dupuy, and Hutchinson LLC as the auditors to complete the audit for the fiscal year 2011-2012. Any discussion from the council?
I just thank Debbie for getting the information I had requested, and I see that they have done some audits for municipalities in the past, so with that, I'd move to appoint them.
Second. Move by Ms. Neesler, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Personnel, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, said trick-or-treat time and date. Recommendation based on last week's meeting is the same time as the parish, 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. Do I hear a motion?
Move.
Andre?
Second.
Second, Mr. Avery. Die for lack of a second. I would have been so disappointed. Any comments from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. I will call some mosquito control tomorrow and tell them to put a flyer out to the mosquitoes in the area that that's the time this year. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Government Affairs Committee, consider appointment of Henry Soniat Jr. to the Landmark and Heritage Commission. He was so recommended by the chairman, Mr. Rills, and Ms. Bourgeois.
I'll make that motion.
Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Andre. All those in favor. Oh, any comments from the board? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider accepting donation of oil painting. The name of the oil painting is Shadow on the Tesh, which is on the screen up there.
Well, for the people that weren't here last week, a lady from Clinton called us a few weeks ago about a painting that had belonged to her grandmother, and it was done by Mr. Fursey Rodriguez in 1969. And at the time, her grandparents lived in Port Allen. And the lady, Mrs. Ann Holland, had nobody else in her family wanted the painting, and she didn't even know what it showed in the painting. And so she brought it here, and we looked on the internet and found that it is the Shadows on the Tesh. So we want to accept the donation. The painting is presently in Debbie Berthelot's office, because even though it was done by Mr. Percy, it doesn't show a Bruley scene. We have his painting here of the old drugstore, but we think that we would keep the paintings that show Bruley places or scenes in here. So we were happy to get that. It's a fairly large size painting, nice frame.
Thank you.
I move that we accept it.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Consideration of vetoed ordinance, there are none. Hearing and final action, there are none. Introduction of ordinances, I'm not aware of any. Resolution commendations, I'm not aware of any. Department reports, fire department chief.
Calls for the month of September. First aid calls inside the time we had 6, outside the time we had 20. Fire calls inside the time we had none, and outside we had none. Alarm system activation, we had 2. Had 1 trash fire. 2 odor investigations. No motor vehicle crashes. 1 assist to Addis on a system activation. For the month, we had 32, and for the year, we had 287.
Any questions or comments? Okay, thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Next is Police Department Chief.
Month of September, we had 5 wrecks, 7 bench warrant arrests, 2 were for Port Allen City and 5 were for us. 2 thefts, 1 was a phone, 1 was a TV. 1 alarm call at a residence, 3 assisting other agencies, 1 was Addis, 2 Addis, 1 was state police, 2 juvenile matters, 6 traffic arrests, 17 miscellaneous calls, consisting of noise, two road rage calls, medical emergency, welfare check, harassing phone calls, a couple civil matters, and unauthorized use of a debit card. Had 43 calls for the month, wrote 79 citations for 104 violations.
Any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
Is it true that somebody put a card read on J.W.'s gas pumps and got somebody's debit card?
I didn't hear that. I know they replaced some equipment over there you couldn't get but regular, but I hadn't heard anything.
3 days ago. They started charging, the wife got gas at J.W. and then they started getting their credit card. A dollar here, a dollar there, and it went to 700. 700, and if you tried the third 700, they stopped.
I'll be darned. No, I hadn't heard anything on that. They must have took care of it themselves.
Hey, thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Thank you.
Correspondence, we had a couple pieces of correspondence. One of them is a thank you note from Miss Edith Owens. We did an apron over there by the school that she had been asking for a long time. Another piece of correspondence I received, and also I have two things. First of all, the one I received I'm not going to read, but it was from a fellow named Wig and Associates LLC Attorneys in Metairie, Louisiana. And they asked me, and I'm going to paraphrase it, they asked me to two things. They asked me if I had any issues with the way the return of service of my interview was handled during Isaac. Would I please, you know, give them a list of them, and also would I participate in a conference call. So I wrote them this letter. I'm going to read you the letter. Scott W. McQuig, McQuig and Associates, LLC, 100 Lilac Street, Bennery, Louisiana. Dear Mr. McQuig, I could not be more pleased with the efforts of Entergy Gulf States and the restoration of power after Hurricane Isaac. They restored power in a very systematic manner while also responding quickly to individual needs. I do, however, need, quote, additional information and or explanation, close quote. What is your fee for conducting this investigation? Please include your hourly billing rate, expense markup, and any incentives. I would like to have that information prior to the telephone conference which I request being part of. I look forward to receiving the requested information and participating in the conference call. You don't think? Oh, I'm shocked. He asked me if I needed information, I could get it. And the next item is Mayor's Report. I attended the Chamber Expo, which was quite nice, and also we had a Isaac debriefing with the parish, which was broken down into several areas, but it was agreed at the meeting to have a special debriefing. The only thing the subject in that meeting will be is sandbags, because it has to be the parish. When I say the parish, all of us have to approach sandbags in one way, because it's such a huge impact before the outage. Sandbags or everything. So we're going to have one meeting to talk about nothing but sandbags. But that's all I have. Next is remarks of personal privilege.
Patricia Godet and I attended the second part of a three-part grant workshop last week, the LMA building. We did get some helpful information.
Really high football team, 5-1, ranked in the top 10 in the Sports Writers Association. Friday night beat E.D. White 43-7 in the first district ball game. We're on the road at St. James next week, but 2 weeks from now we play St. Charles at home, defending state champs. We're going to do a special little tailgate. I need some of you guys to help get the word out. Any former Brutley High football player, you know, we want them to come to this tailgate. We'll try to get some food and stuff, and just get them to mingle and come watch the game and be a part of a good season, and let them know how much we appreciate them playing before, you know, from where we are now. And, you know, we got a special presentation from a former player who's going to present a nice donation to the school that night. And, you know, we just want all the former players to come and enjoy and all that and take part in the festivities. So if y'all could get the word out to any former players who would like to come, probably get more details, but generally the tailgate generally starts about 2 hours before the game. And so more details to come, but just kind of start spreading the word. And y'all need to come watch this team play. They're really good.
Their only loss was a close one to a top 10 team, right?
We lost to number 5 Livonia, I hate to say, but by 1 point. Last week we were 8th, and we may even jump higher than that this week. So.
Ish?
Shane, does it also include 7-man football players?
6-man, 8-man, and 11.
Real quick, Joey. What's that?
6, 8, and 11. I played
3 different
football.
Okay. Shane had asked me last week about how do you figure the who wins an election when you have more than one spot to fill. So, of course, in a head-up election, it's just whoever gets the most number of votes. But with a town council, it is extremely different, and it can be confusing. This chart looks like it has a lot of numbers on it, and it does, but I think it's pretty simple. If you look over here to the left, number of candidates, and I have a column right here that says Brulee Actual. In 2000, my first year that I ran, we had 10 people running, and these are the actual numbers off the Secretary of State's website. So there was 4,857 votes. So what you do to figure out who wins is you take the total number of votes and you divide it by the number of positions you're trying to fill. So that's 5. So that comes up with 971.4 right there. And then you divide that number by 2 to try to come out with your 50% number that you're trying to always hit. That's 485.7. So you got to get to the next closest vote. That's 486 votes. So the numbers in the green are the people who are elected. So there's top 3 are way above that. This one was right above that. And then the bottom one is 486 votes. Exactly. Because there was some question about that 3/10 of a vote. Did it count or not? And yes, it did. So that position number 10 got the 5th elected spot without a runoff. Now the very next column over here shows a hypothetical. I'm showing the person that got 99 votes right here. If you got 4 more votes, that would have been 103, would have changed your numbers. You'd have needed 487 votes. That means the 4 green people right here would have got in, and the 2 yellows, that one and that one, would have had to have a runoff. So 4 votes, or if the person who got 486 votes would have got 1 less, you'd have had to have a runoff with the next 2. Okay? Next example that actually happened was Addis in 2008. You had 4 people that calculated to get in the run, to get in, and then you had 2 more people that had to get in a runoff because you had to get 505 votes, and they got 486 and 446. So they had to have a runoff for that one position. So that actually happened. So the right-hand side I'm trying to show you, now you got 9 people running for 5 slots. Okay, these are just examples. I'm not saying this is what the numbers are going to be. I'm not that good. I'm saying if you had, this one's pretty easy. You got 5 at 650 and the rest of them are less than that. The way it calculates out, you need 540 votes. The top 5 people get in because they're above that number. That one's simple. Example 2, as you spread them out, as some of the top people get more votes and the bottom people get less votes, you could have a runoff. In this case, you got to have 540 votes, same number of votes. These 2 people are in a runoff, 535 and 530. They'd have to run off on that 5th position. Really complicating it is you have some real, real high vote getters and some real, real low vote getters. You can have some people in the middle right here. You could actually have a runoff of 4 people for these 2 spots. Because you still got to get that magic number where you take the total number of votes, divide it by 5, divide it by 2. So in our case, we're divided by 10 overall. But you got to get 5, or whatever the number is, you got to get 540 votes if that's the 10% of the votes cast. So anybody less than that is going into a runoff for however many spots you got. So it is kind of complicated. So it's not just the top 5 people. That doesn't happen. We argue about that a lot. So.
And you don't have to vote for 5 when you go in the voting.
No, you don't. You can pull the trigger for 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, or you don't have to pull the trigger for anybody if you don't want to. So yeah, your ballot does not have to be 5 or less. I mean, it can be 5 or less. So
I had told Shane, you just take the total number of votes divided by 10. That's the basic rule, but it doesn't really tell you the rest of the
story. I knew it was a wacky formula.
It is.
He's a math man. I'm not. So, you know, and I thought it would be some good information for any county.
Thank you, Pat.
To know kind of what they look at.
There'll be a test on that next week, so bring your pad and pencil.
And you can get all that at that website he was talking about, all the past elections. And so it's good information.
All right. Anybody else? Hearing none. Announcements. Landmark and Heritage meeting on October 15th at 6:30 p.m. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Niesler. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. And if anybody in the audience has a comment, let me know.
7 o'clock.
All right.